Matthew chapter 3. We'll not have any more singing right now. I'm just going to bring you a little thought, show you something here tonight from the Bible. And then I'm going to need me a volunteer to help me to get baptized here in this imaginary baptistry we have right here tonight. Amen. Something bad wrong here, bro. Turn it up. Turn your master up and then turn the other ones down. Amen. Turn the other ones down. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. All right. Matthew chapter number 3. Look at verse number 14. 13. Verse 13. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Here comes Jesus Christ to get baptized. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now. That word suffer means allow it. Go ahead, it's an Old Testament, an old English word. To be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, I'm not going to preach on this, but here's one of the great pictures of the Trinity you'll see anywhere in the Bible. Look at this. Somebody said they don't believe in it. God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Watch this. Verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the cup. No. Of the water. They didn't have a cup and sprinkle him. He come up out of the water. There's Jesus. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. There's the Spirit. And lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. That's God. So God talks from heaven, this is my Son. Jesus has come up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit comes down and lights upon him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit coming down on him. Now, tonight, I just want to say, I'm just going to talk just for a minute about baptism and what it means and represents. A lot of people, just like every other doctrine in the Bible, are just all messed up on the doctrine of baptism. Believers, scriptural baptism tonight is something the Bible teaches as an ordinance that would follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. There are only two church ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper. We'll be having the Lord's Supper next Sunday night after our anniversary, as we always do. So don't miss that special service. Those are the only two ordinances that the Lord instituted in the church. In other words, those are the only two things that we observe as often as we do it. When a person gets saved, they are to follow the Lord in baptism. We teach that, and the Bible teaches, even though the Bible don't say you'll go downtown and join a Baptist church, the Bible does teach that you are to be saved, then to be baptized, and connect yourself with a local body of believers. And that's what this is here tonight. Shining Light Baptist Church is a local body of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll never forget, ever, ever forget, when I got saved, I was 18 years old. I had just come in and got saved a few days. Been saved about 10 or 11 days, and they have a baptizing. The revival up there at Nebo went on for 2 weeks. I got saved on Wednesday night of the first week. And then we had Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Sunday morning, Sunday night. And they said, we're going to have a baptizing next Sunday. Well, I said, they said, you boys want to get baptized? I said, sure. Whatever we're supposed to get in on this, I want to get in on it. I worry about people who say, I've been saved, but I refuse to be baptized. Now, there are people who are afraid of water. I don't know how they ever take a bath. We ain't going to drown you. It ain't that deep. And you got somebody hanging on to you. But there are people that just have water phobia or something. And they're scared to death of water. And some of them's allergic to soap, I reckon. We used to have a teacher in school, and he'd come in, one of my teachers in school, and he'd come in, and he'd stop, and he'd go, soap's cheap, and water's free. Use it. And he'd just keep on walking. He'd stay like that. But anyway, unless you have a terrible, or there's something wrong with you, then you should be willing to be baptized. A person, if they're able, should be willing to be baptized. Amen? I mean, I wonder about somebody who says, yeah, I'm saved by the grace of God, but I don't want to be baptized. I ain't no fool with it. There's something wrong. When God gets a hold of your heart just right, you're willing to do whatever He would ask you to do. Not to take you to heaven, but because you're thankful you are going to heaven. I didn't get baptized so I could get to heaven. I got baptized so I thank God I was glad I was going. I didn't get baptized because I was trying to get saved. I got baptized because I had already got saved, and I was a testimony to the world of what the Lord had done on the inside. Now, what baptism is a picture, just like the Lord's Supper is a picture. When we have the Lord's Supper, we break that bread, that's a picture of His body. You drink that juice, that's a picture of His blood. You're receiving it. So baptism is a picture also. What's baptism a picture of? Bible said over in the book of Romans that baptism is a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a picture of Him dying on the cross, buried in the tomb, and the third day come up. When the third day come up, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So when I get baptized, or you get baptized, the preacher will stand and he'll say, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You go down in the water. That's a picture of Jesus dying, buried in the water, rose again the third day. So what happened to me that night is I stood there in line, and there was all them people in front of me. And I stood there like that, and it finally got my turn, and I walked down into the baptistry, and I looked out there, and it was, you know, they had the lights dim out there, and they had the spotlight on the baptistry, and I could just barely see people out there. And I thought, well, here goes. And I didn't care who knowed it. I didn't care who knew I got saved. I was ready to follow the Lord. Amen? That's a good sign you get saved. You don't care who knows it. You don't care who finds out about it. And I said, all right. And the preacher said, he said a few words about me, and he said, God's gonna, got His hand on this young man or something like that. And boy, here I went. And boy, I don't remember. Nothing didn't happen, you know, to my soul. My soul was already washed and made white. But something did flutter in my soul, though, I can tell you that. And in my heart, I got a blessing, but that was a testimony to the world what God had already done on the inside. That's what baptism is. So the Lord comes down to John, and He comes down there to John one day, and He says, John, I want you to baptize me. And John said, I can't baptize you, Lord. Lord, I can't baptize. That was almost like saying you're one of my converts. I ought to be getting the one getting baptized. You ought to be baptizing me. And the Lord said, you go ahead and do this right now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. That's an extremely important statement. You know what Jesus was saying there? Baptism is a righteous thing to do. It is a righteous thing to do. It is a righteous act. It is a righteous act of obedience toward God. Baptism is obedience, just obeying God, just like tithing's obeying God, just like going to church is obeying God, just like praying's obeying God, just like reading the Bible obeying God. Baptism is obeying the Lord. He said it becometh to fulfill all righteousness. Let's go on with it. So John takes him down in the water. The Bible said He took him down there, put him in the water. Now this, see this cup right here? In a Methodist church, that could be their baptistry. I could drink it. Old Jack Howell said he's preaching one time at Methodist church, and he saw a nice little fancy little silver cup there. He said, boy, they got me some water. And he took him a swig of it, and everybody, whoa! He drunk their baptistry. But see, this is not baptism. Now, a Baptist church puts you down in the water. And a Methodist church will do you like this. See, they sprinkle water on your head. And then a Presbyterian church is like Burger King. You can have it your way. They'll baptize you or sprinkle you, whichever one you prefer. But I'm going to tell you, the word baptize means immerse. Immerse. You know, what does that word immerse sound like? Sound like submerge to you? What does submerge like to you? Submarine? You know, it goes down in water, submerge, immersion. That's what baptized means. Baptized means to immerse. So if I was going to baptize in this right here, I'd have to have a mighty little convert. I mean, a little bitty dude, put him in that thing right there. He's got to go all the way down in. See, it's a picture of the burial and death of Jesus. When Jesus died, they didn't stand him up over here and sprinkle dirt on his head. That's not a picture of him dying. They put him in the tomb, all the way under the tomb, buried. And the Bible said we are buried with Him in baptism, brother. We go down in that water. The water covers us. I have baptized people, and I don't mean to be sound ugly or nothing, but I have baptized people that when I'd get down in there, all of them didn't go down. There'd be something sticking up over here, or pop up over here, or arm, and I'd have to grab it and throw it down in there. I want every bit of you underwater. Amen. You ever tried to push a float underwater? You push it down here and it pops up over here. Push it down here and it pops. And you're just feeling like that. That's where you have some people. I'm trying to be. That's awful. But it's true. And boy, I'd push them down in there like that. We had this one old guy, and I remember baptizing him, pushing him down in the water. And you know, and they'll fight you. Some people will fight you. They'll fight like that. And I'm going to push him down the water. He's a fight, and I'm going to push him down in the water. It's awful. There are some churches who take that scripture literally when he said, you'll baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, and they put you under three times. How many have ever been to a church like that? Anybody? There's one. And they do it forward in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. I mean, time you get through all that, boy, if you can hold your breath that long, you really got a baptism there. I'm telling you. But in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is one continual statement. It doesn't mean do it in the name of the Father, once the name of the Spirit. There ain't no use in that. And then there's those that what we call Jesus only people. How many of you know any what they call Jesus only? That only baptize in the name of Jesus, and they say you're doing wrong if you baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now there's a little bit of argument for because all the way through the book of Acts, they baptize them in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. But Jesus did say, you go and teach all nations, Gentiles, whatever nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that way you make sure you get them all when you say that. You ain't leaving nobody out. So Jesus goes, He gets baptized, He comes up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit descends on Him like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, parents should talk to their kids. Just like the Lord's Supper. Every year I have people come to me, little bitty fellow about that high, and say, he wants to get baptized. What do you think? I say, well, I mean, usually you live with him. You believe he's saved? If they really got saved, they really have trusted the Lord, and you believe that they understand getting baptized, don't wash your sins away, it's a picture of getting saved, then as far as I'm concerned, they should go ahead and get baptized. If they just say, Mama, everybody else is getting in the pool, I want to get in, they should not get baptized. They don't know what they're doing. And make sure every year we have people, and every time we have baptizing, we have kids that, you know, maybe parents are iffy about, so you'll make that decision. Now, what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to get a volunteer. Maybe we got some young people here tonight, so I need somebody fairly young. You're too little. You're too big. all right, you come up here. Tyler, you come up here. That's just right. That's what I want. All of them's not going to be as big Kevin or as little as Kelsey. But you're going to stand right here. All right. This young man comes here to be baptized. Turn around this way. You're going to do like this. All right, this young man has come to put his faith in the Lord. I remember when he got saved, boy, listen. And I'm going to come to him, and I'm going to say, look, this boy here, he's come to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and he's going to follow the Lord in scriptural baptism. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my hand like this. And you grab my wrist right there like this. See it? Other hand. Grab my wrist. Your other hand. There you go, and hold on to it. Then I'm going to put my hand over his nose. And you do your legs like this, see? Just bend your legs and let them go. Don't go, because I will cram you down in there. Because you're going, amen? And if you don't go down, T2 and Jonathan will come over and sit right on your chest. They'll just flop right down on you. And we'll play blood ball before we get through. But matter of fact, if y'all want to, we'll just go swimming and have a big time over after it's over with. Amen? And we'll have a volleyball game or something. But anyway, he's going to go down in the water and come back, and then somebody will be waiting on him with the towel. That's what scriptural baptism is. It does not wash you away. If your sins ain't already washed away, all you're going to do is go down a dry center and come up a wet one. That's it. I mean, you can be baptized so many times the tadpoles know your social security number. And it ain't going to take you to heaven to die. Amen. That's right, buddy. I know these people, they've been baptized. Every time you have one, it don't save you. Don't wash your sins away. I know the Mormon church. The Mormon church baptizes for the dead. You can't get baptized for somebody else. You can't stand in for somebody else. It don't count. The Mormon church, people get baptized for Napoleon and Julius Caesar and Hitler and everybody. They really do. They really do. And some of them have been baptized several hundred times for all their dead relatives. Of course, they misconstrue that scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, 14, somewhere along there. But they're crazy. A baptism does not help a dead person. It's only a testimony to the world what God has done inside. Okay? You can sit down. Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to pray, and we're going to go on over there and want everybody to come. Don't say, oh, boy, church's over early tonight. He didn't preach long. We're going home. Don't be like that. What do you want to act like for? Say, look, this is my church. Life is short. Let's get in on everything that we're doing. Okay? Amen. All right? Let's bow our heads for prayer.